Sayyiduna Abu Dharr Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala, a famous companion of Prophet, once he did something that was really amazing. He used to live in a town near city of Medina. For living, he possessed few camels and he had a weak shepherd. Once a person from family of Banu Sulaym came in the court of Abu Dharr Ghifari radiyallahu anhu and requested to stay in his company for some time. He said, "I've got one condition." "Dear viewers, listen, what was that condition?" He said, "You'll have to obey me." The person asked, "Obedience in which matter?" He said, "Obedience in a way that whenever I order you to spend in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, you should choose the best thing to give in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the most favorite thing in my wealth possessions." That was strange condition. Normally servants are trained opposite way, that if someone comes for charity or any customer comes, so first of all you should give defective one. That's what normally happens. Anyways, although it was a strange condition, but he accepted. Now after some days, the same servant of Sayyidina Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu anhu came and said, "There live some people in a nearby town who are needy and we should help them." He radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Okay, fine. Take one camel from my camels, slaughter that, make its meat and equally distribute all and also keep my share." That person went to get the camel. Amongst all camels, there was one which was very healthy and beautiful camel, which Sayyidina Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu anhu would also use for traveling purposes. So he did not choose that one. He chose other camels, slaughtered and informed Sayyidina Abu Dharr Ghifari that one camel's meat was distributed. He radiallahu anhu said to him, "You have not been honest to me." And he radiallahu anhu became upset. That person asked, "Why are you saying this?" He radiallahu anhu replied, "My condition was that whenever I say you to spend in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala on my behalf, then you should choose the best thing available in my wealth." "Why you didn't choose the best camel?" He said, "I thought you also use it for your travel. I had to distribute meat, so I chose from second category and I slaughtered that." He radiallahu anhu replied beautifully, "You did not choose that camel just for my need." The person replied, "Yes, I did not just because of your need." He radiallahu anhu said, "Listen, the day of my need is that day when I'll be lowered down into my grave all alone." As far as wealth is concerned, it has three shareholders. Number one, fate, which doesn't wait for anyone to take away wealth. Especially in this current scenario, you can understand it better. There are many millionaires and billionaires who have lost their wealth. There is so much uncertainty in market. People that don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Fate doesn't wait for anyone when it comes to take away wealth. Second, heirs, who await for your death. And they wait when you will die and they get your wealth. And third, he radiallahu anhu says, the third one is yourself. When fate and heirs do not care for you when it comes to take wealth, then why do you stay behind to get your share? So try to give in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala the best wealth and as much as possible and accumulate for your hereafter. Then he radiallahu anhu recited Surah Ali Imran, chapter 4, verse 92. Dear viewers, listen with concentration what Allah Azza wa Jalla said in Quran. You shall never attain righteousness until you spend the thing you love in the way of Allah. Until you spend the best thing you have, and in result you will attain righteousness. And this is mentioned as one of the conditions to reach to righteousness. And then he radiallahu ta'ala and says that is the reason whatever I like the most from my wealth, I spend that in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. What beautiful mindset Sahaba Ikram possessed.